This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Rabbi Isai, it's a big sugya, and last time we spoke about the Shitas HaRishayim of Oymid L'Chalik and the Lamdus behind it. I want to focus today on Halacha L'Maisa because it's going to come up so many times, and we've invested so much in understanding the Bira Sugya. There's many Shailas that with one Prat, one thing could change from the other, and to properly cheshbon what the proper din is and halacha, and not to be embarrassed by your wives if they ask you a question and you say, I've been learning challah all zman, you can't answer never too late, never too late.
Don't tell them you're learning challah.
The MS is that we still have another sugya that Mirz Hashem, after we finish this, we're already starting the new sugya of Tzir of Sal. But I wanted to clear one shaila that we mentioned last week, but we didn't get into the full shaila. What we said last week is the following. Basically, there are two havanas why when Rabbi Yochanan says Ha'isa Isa al Menas Lechalik is Potter. Either the reason why you're Potter is because there's a machsheves ptur, because it doesn't have a chashivas shem Isa when you have in mind to potter the Isa, because it doesn't have a chash of a shir. And that's the way the Reb Chaim seems to say that's the Mahalach, Bein Lefi the Rambam, Bein Lefi the Ravid. Not exactly clear how he's going to learn the Rashba and the Meiri. Maybe. Then you have another tzad that we look at it like it's Mechulik now. And the Lamdis, if we look at it like it's Mechulik now, we said last time, is lav davka adin in kula teira kula kula emid l'chalik echaluk dami. It could be it's a brazunder din in hilchas chala, that we look at it also right now that it doesn't have a good shear if I'm planning on doing something a little bit later. So Reb Shlomo Zalman brings a suffix from the Sefer Torah Sa'aretz. The Sefer Torah Sa'aretz says, what happens when a person has chala that's less than kashir, it's not chayav, but it's going to be chayav later through a tziruv sal after the afiyah. But you have das to be machalik it after the tziruv sal. In other words, your das is that it shouldn't stay together in the same basket. Rather, it should be mechulik. So basically, daitan lechalik after the afiyah when it was machayav only because of a tziruv sal. That's his question. And with that, Reb Shlomo Zalman says that he has a little bit of a fancy lumdis that goes back and forth. I don't want to complicate things too much, but he wants to say the following, that if the lumdis is almanas lechalik, is a din in machshava, he goes with machshava at the beginning. He says, machshava is only shayach on an isa that is not chayav machmas atzma, rather because of its machshava. But a machshava, a lechalik, is not chal once it's called a shem lechem. And therefore, zikr you'd be chayev. And he says, that's going to go more with the havan of the Rash, that just like the Rash understands that a machshava, that the lechem should be sufganim, should be potter, so too in this case, a machshava that you don't want it to be almanas lechalik is only going to help while it's an isa. But once it's lechem, it's got its own mechayev. Once it's a tzir of sal, it doesn't help that you want to be mechalik it afterwards. The chiyuv is chal, and there's no such thing as almanas lechalik. But then he says, Rabbein, well, there's no shear right now. So there's not going to be no chiyuv right now. He's talking about there's no shear chala yet. It's only afterwards the shear is going to happen later. So it doesn't matter what you think beforehand. The mechayiv is once you're going to have a tzir of sal, but then you're thinking by the tzir of sal, you're going to be mechalik. But then he goes on, he says, okay, but Rabbeinu Tam didn't hold that by sufganin there's a machsheves ptur. So he seems to understand, Reb Shlomo Zalman, that Rabbeinu Tam would also hold by a machsheva lechalik, would also not be a ptur. So he says, you have to say, it's almanas lechalik echaluk dami in Rabbeinu Tam. And if it's almanas lechalik echaluk dami, you have a big question, why can't almanas lechalik help even after afiyah? Reb Chaim's question that we were dealing with last week. So Reb Shlomo Zalman says that it's not shaykh to say almanas lechalik echaluk dami on afiyah because it's mechusar maise. Bishlema, In other words, the Chassam Sofer says, Oymed the Kotetz ke Kotetz Dami, is only when it's going to happen Memela, but when it's Mechusar Amaise, when there's some Hefsik, or it's Mechusar Zman, even the Legabe Inyani Chatzitza, that's only Kesha Oymed Lasish Miyad Bli Hefsik. But over here, there's a Hefsik of the Afia, so then you're going to say, Then you're gonna say that it's mechusar ma'isa and it's lavke katzitz dami. Therefore, after afia, it's not shayach for somebody. Even according to Rabbeinu Tam, that says that the lumdis, or he's suggesting that the lumdis of almanas lechalik yechaluk dami is lechayrish should happen even after afia. But after afia, it's only mechusar ma'isa. You want it to lush.
I wanted to lush them together as one and then split it.
What, in his case of the Teresa Aris, that it wasn't Kashir?
No, it was Kashir.
Yeah.
That's the Chalik in the dough. But you wanted them to be one. You don't want to lush twice. Right.
Right.
You wanted them to be together now, not split.
So, and that works? That's a Ptur of Almanas Lachalik? That's a Ptur. After you're gonna cut up the challah.
No,
before afia.
But you want it, there's a rotten pool to be together, to be washed together.
But it's almanas lechalik in a state of
no
butzid. So then, what's your question?
So then, this answers that the
word. Why?
If you want it to be together.
If you want it to be together, then it's not mechusar ma'ase.
Mechusar is man, or
I don't understand. The ma'ase have flooded. You're being
mafred. Yeah, you still have to be mafred it.
What are you saying?
You still have to be mafred it. No.
You're being mafred it. See, that's
once it's afu, you have to.
Mechusar ma'isa means afia, not the ma'isa has flooded.
It's not miyad.
You have to do it right away.
But he is saying, but what?
Yeah.
But Rabbi Rafi is right on this.
The second you start washing, it's the chiyukah right now.
That's.
And you know, you're going to wash it for an hour, then you're going to rise it for an hour, and then you're going to cut it. So it's like an hour and a half where you want it to be together in one bowl.
Why is it not called Mechusar? It's not time, it's a state.
Yeah. The Rosh Chodesh Zalman is understanding that it's not happening Memela. It's not happening Memela.
It's also Ke'oime. It means if you have to need another stage, that's not in your control. Afia means 25 minutes sit back, let it be Nefa, and then do it. Is that what he's saying? Or saying if you like the Sa'aris of
a no, because there has to be a Maisa Afia. And there has to be a Maisa Afia. You can't say it's Ke'ilu, it's Mecholik now, because it has to go through a stage that is a Maisa. He says actually something a little bit on the track that you're thinking of. But he's saying in our case, where you have less than a Shir Chala, and you put it together, and you want it to be Mecholik once there's a Tziruf Sal. So Zuck there like this. Then your potter, even if it's daitei lechalik, because it's kemande polig mehashta dami kivdloim mechusar klal shum maise. Since there was no chiyuv now, it's only that you're planning on being mechalik it once it's afui, and it's not mechusar any maise because it's already different chalas already, so it just has to be put together. It's not that it's mechusar. It's not that there was a chiyuv now while it was dough. You're thinking to be mechalik it after the afia, so it has to go through an afia, so that's mechusar ma'aseh. But if you're only thinking for it to happen after the tziruv sal, so it's like mechulik already. It's not mechusar ma'aseh. Based on this, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says that this shail of the tzaritz would be totally in machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and Rash. Now it's very nageya. You'll see how much it's nageya. But before you get to this, he takes a curve and he says, nah, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, Oymed lichalik is never shayach by afia, because the whole derech of lechem is always to be nischalik once it's afui. So oymed lichalik is never a svara. So he goes back and forth on that. It's not clear. You can see it inside. He says it is totally in the machlekes. He says not totally in the machlekes. But al kolpanim, it seems to be that he's more noted to say that there is no heter of almanas lichalik once it's afui, and even through a tziruv sal, that you're planning to be mechalikit, that's not going to be a heter, and you're going to be chayiv. Tziruv sal is going to be mechayiv. So that's what Reb Shlomo Zalman says, Mincha Shlomo Simen Samiches. It's an important shtickle. You'll see how it's going to come up. I wanted to I wanted to follow up on where we left off last week. Left off last week is that we said at the beginning that a central shaila to the Havana of this whole sugya is why imayseinu for generations have been taking off challah with a bracha when they are almanas, when they are doing it almanas l'chalek. Hare, every week they take a big batch of challah. They don't make a chasim challah. Rather, they make small challahs that are less than kashir. That's oimid l'chalek. And for some reason, this question is very bothersome to the G'dayli Achreinim. Ad kedei kach, that there are at least five different approaches to tackle this shaila. So the approach that Reb Chaim was talking about beforehand is the gra, the levush. The Marit al-Ghazi says this, the Marit Karkas says this. So there are some Achreine Zmanenu that say Ad kedei kach, this is the das of Roiv Poiskim. And what they say is that almanas lechalik means leachirim, but as long as it's leatzmoy, you don't say almanas lechalik. And there's a wide range of havana in what that means. Does that mean that even if you're for sure going to be makbid, that it doesn't touch? For example, you're going to have a 5 pound isa that part of it you're going to freeze for next week, or part of it you're going to use as raglach, and not as challah, but at the end of the day, it's yours, and it's not le'achayrim, so you'd be chayev. So, pashtus from the gra, it's mashma, that by one person, and it's not le'achayrim, you're going to be chayev. And it could be, the gra, where not clear on the lumdus, but it could be that, kol ha'emid l'chal k'chaluk dami, there's only a lumdus of, you look at it, ki'ilu it's mechulik if it's somebody else's. As long as it's yours, it's chaser, it's felt in the shame, mechulik dami. But we don't have a remez to that, but what? Yeah, even if she's makbid, it doesn't make a difference. According to this school of thought, it's not going to make a difference. You're going to be chayav and chala, mita bracha. Isha achas makpedes is a problem, and the Gro explains over there. He says isha achas makpedes, but when it's not, when it's she's the isha achas makpedes, the Gro says that she is not daitan lechalik. The be isha achas afal pisha daitan lechalik. In other words, even though daitan lechalik, the Gro says she's going to be chayav ki ayamna. Even if she's makbed, it's not going to make a difference. Right. Right. So that's what I'm saying. The Gra learns this two separate sugyas. And that's why the Gra gets so upset with the Ramah.
We're talking about a 5 pound and half. You're using it for something. You're makbid about you're split it.
Right.
But you lush it together.
But it's not lechalik. Because lechalik means lechairim. And the Gra brings proof that lechalik means lechairim from the Yerushalmi. That is just like over by Tvul Yoyim. It was talking about lechairim. He's very clear that it's all le'achirim. Right.
And then when you're mafrit for rugelach, for after you make these small rugelach shape, whatever, before you put the chocolate, you don't want them to touch.
Correct. Right? Doesn't matter.
Could you now run up? Is this what the Mishnah means? Isha makpedes?
Loy.
Or loy? Why? Because the lisha was one big lisha. Right. So that's what.
The makir of Yerushalmi is one she made from Pakino Vas.
The makir of Yerushalmi one was the Kav. Do they touch makir? But if you mix them together, so already you see a few.
Right, there's a Shir B'Shaz Gilgal.
Not like the Gula.
Right.
Not like the Gula. Not like the Gula.
What not like the
Gula? The Shaz on the Gula.
Yeah, that, I mean. But when he brings the raya from Misha Achas, it seems to be that he says Afal Pisha Makpedes, but Ein Daitan Mechalik. So you'd be chay, it should be chayev. Now the question is like this. The question is like this. If we're going to go according to the Gra, so that's why Imay Seinu are able to make challah. That's one mahalach, right? That's one school of thought. The other school of thought is the Ramah clearly didn't learn this way, because the Ramah says that lechalik doesn't mean leachirim. According to the Gra, lechalik means to achirim. But if you take a look at the Rosh, when he talks about lechalik, on the bottom he has a perish of the, what was it, the Madon Yomtev, that says lechalik means the makpid shalois arvu zebaze. So the perish of lechalik means that you're makpid, that it shouldn't be misariv. And that's what the Ramah seems to go like. He says, what does that mean? He's in Siv Gimel. Davka she irvin shalom midaitan. Aval midaitan chayev shari ena makpidim. Says, what is makpidim? Says the Grosh. Shkaga gedoyla. What does makpidim have to do with lechalik or not? But seems to be that the other school of thought is that lechalik doesn't mean la'achirim. And the Beis Ephraim is medayik from the Rambam that way as well. Because the Rambam never says lechalik means la'achirim. He says, you make an isa lechalik. And it seems to be that as we said, the gedoyla achrayim, like the Ramah, and for all we know, the Shulchan Aruch, there's no remez to, but we don't have any remez that he says it has to be la'achirim as well. He's going to argue, especially in Klalei Apsak, when the Shulchan Aruch is not megal edas, even the Sfardim go with the Ramah. So it's pretty much the halacha. There's a stark tzad to say that, not like the Gra, that lechalik means that you're makbid. Now, what level you're makbid, that's what's going to get complicated. So the Divrei Chamudai says, as long as you cook it that day, you're going to be chayiv. But if it's after, it's going to be over a few days, then taka, you're going to be, then that's called lechalik. And that's how he solves why our nashim are able to bake challah. But the Chazinish says, makpid means, the famous Chazinish, that makpid means that you don't want them to touch. But if you just want to make them pitim ktanim, and this is where in the Chazanish you could go with the nitty gritty over here. You want them to be separate challahs, but you don't care that they touch so much. It's just because you wanna be able to eat it in a more convenient manner. But he says the Chazanish's lashon is like your machalget le pitin she pitin nifradim or pitin ktanim. He says that's not gonna be a chisaron. So according to the Chazanish, even though lechalik doesn't mean lacherim, the reason why nashim are oife different challahs and it's not called and they're not putter and they make a bracha is because they're not makpid. But according to the Chazanish, if they would be makpid, if the lady is making one challah with eggs on top and one kid is allergic to challahs and one kid is, you know, and one is a challah with raisins inside and one challah is with kuzbar on top, so then you have according to Chazanish, l'chayra, you have a shayla that you can't make a bracha. Am I wrong?
For shalom, when you put it apart and it breaks, it takes a piece off. They're not good on that.
Yeah, that's what some say. I'm not clear on that if the Chazanish is going to say that, because the Chazanish, maybe that's not enough of a hakpada, because saif you could you wanted lepitim ktanim. I know, that would make a big problem nowadays, because that means you can't make a bracha to the Chazanish.
Everyone does that. He said, this guy here, the mayor's already saying, it's not makpid anymore because it's not enough time. The oven's too small, so forget it, yellow, whatever. The shalim for the mishnah, use the one that took the piece from the yellow one.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'm wondering in the base measures of the Chazanish, they would, because so most
that
people,
not
right. So that's why I'm more hesitant to say that akbada means a real akbada. And this is akbada, mitzad, you'll figure it out. And there's some shitas that holds not really a chzarn and shalim, you know, there you can play around with it. I don't know. Now, so that's the base measure of the Chazanish. Then you have more original answers, like the Tzlach, that says, you know why Yom Yiseinu are able to make a bracha? We hold like the Ravid, that he didn't hold of Almanas Lechalik, which is a whole shayla. Does he not hold of Almanas Lechalik, or only by Isha Achas, by Nashim Harbi, there's Almanas Lechalik. But he says, we hold like the Ravid. Or, says the Tzlach, the Noyid Behuda, maybe the reason why your Chayev is based on the minig that people put, the women put the challahs on the table. So the table is mitzarefit, like a tziruv sal. Even though it doesn't have a levazvis, it doesn't have a lip at the end, but the whole kavan is that it should be on the table together. And Atke Dekal, the Eretz Tzvi also talks about the minig of covering the challahs with a cover until Shabbos comes in to show that it's all in achila achas. Beis Ephraim says it could be, it's called tziruv sal. And he says, and there with this, he's going to be miyash if it's not against Toisus. Because Toisus in Brachis seems to tell us that our nashim cannot make a bracha on challah, because the nashim are, the Toisus in Brachis says that nashim will make itrin, they make small pieces of itrin, of the different kederas, they will be potter from challah. Rabbeinu Yechiel. So the Beis Ephraim says that's only because they don't want to be mitzarif them, mitzirif sal. But if you want to be, what's a shayach to be mitzarif them, mitzirif sal, and they taka are mitzarif, at the beginning he says it has to be a potential, at the end he says even not a potential, then you would be chayv. So according to the Beis Ephraim, it's already, if you've been following, it's a fourth answer. Because the Beis Ephraim says that tzirif sal is b'chayv. It's actually a fifth answer, because the first is the gra, the second is the chazenish, the third is of akpada, the third is the divrei chamudais, that it's all done today, the fourth is the tzlach, that is the rivid, and the fifth is the tzirif sal of the Beis Ephraim and the tzlach. So these are the different mahalchim that people are throwing around, and obviously, from the G'day L'Acharonim, it comes out, why you're chayiv. And obviously, each thing is going to be dependent, based on this, on different halacha l'maisa scenarios. Let's talk about one very common halacha l'maisa scenario, which we talked about, which we mentioned, which is a woman want to make challah, and they have a 5-pound dough, and they want to be machalik it to... because they don't want to bake everything this week, they want to keep dough in their oven to freeze in order to make challah for future weeks. So your wife asks you, are you allowed to make a bracha on this? And you come home and you say, you don't know. And then she asks, what do you mean? What are you learning? You say, al menas l'challah. So how do you not know? So I'm chas on everyone's shalom bias, including my own. So I have to know some type of answer. So what are you going to answer?
They're
oifet one part every week. So according to the divrei chamudais, okay, so let's go according to the sheets. According to the gra, she can make a bracha. According to divrei chamudas, she can't make a bracha because it's over the weeks. According to the Beis Ephraim, Pashas is no tzir of sal here either. Because it's over the weeks. According to the Tzlach, okay, you have the Ravid. And according to the Chazainish, she's makbet also that they shouldn't touch. She's makbet to make it for different weeks. Obviously, she doesn't want them to be pitim klanim for right now. So you could say that answer. You could say, well, it's a machloikis between the Shitas. That's not going to go over so well. So you're not clear, you don't have Chazainish. Okay, so let's speak about that.
Not makbet, just you want to make him a different time. In other words, if they happen to be the funder, you don't care if they touch it.
Right. Okay.
They don't have to touch. They just have to not be mamish.
I think
it's mamish, not clear how the chazanish say. I agree with you.
I think it's totally.
I don't know.
Makbe that they shouldn't touch tan mishum shalim
or whatever.
If they're makbe, I don't think the chazanish is again to the sake. Why are you makbe? He's makbe.
I'm not even clear the chazanish is makbe if you don't want them to touch because of shalim. I'm not clear on that. I'm not saying yes or no.
She's crazy. You have a question, why she's crazy? She's crazy.
Yeah, it does make a difference because it's not enough of akpada. That's not called a hakpada.
Why is she saying
it? Yeah, it's not called. Okay, fine. I have the right to my opinion that I'm not sure.
Because
each one.
There's no reason. Why should they be makbe?
You see,
yeah, but they're It's two dais in halacha is much easier to be mechalik as meikara. It's mecholik, so it's very easy. It's a bedas kol dehu. You're talking about isha achas to be mafridis is not so. Maybe you have to have a starker akpada, and that's what I'm going to say. By nachtoim, you see ad kedei kach that he wants to sell it to everyone, but a back door havamina that it might be that he's not going to sell and be able to keep for himself. It's enough to be mechayev. Why? It's a suffix. Tarot says there is a certain status quo of a cheskes chiyuv. Now, right now, the nachtim has this lechem. The isha achas has this lechem. For her to be ois status quo, there has to be a real akvada. Right. It's not. It's legabi a certain din. Just like the gross said, only legabi one aspect. I'm telling you, it's not so fair to say that legabi one aspect. Well, getting back to the freezer shaila, then you're going to have a case that a woman wants to bake it over time. So pashas, it's a machlokes. The gra v'siyasai say you can make a bracha. Lemaisa Rav Vosner says that from the fact that woman always made a bracha, it seems to be that the minig's like the gra. And don't tell me that the minig is because of the Beis Ephraim, because you're mechayiv them because of Tziruf Sal, says Rav Vosner. The Pesachei Tshuva brings us the Beis Ephraim. It says because there's many times where there's no tziruf sal when she's baking it and they're not mitzaref it. And have you heard women saying they can't make a bracha? So he says the minig was always like the gra. So according to this, the minig is like the gra. In a case of the freezer, she'd be able to make a bracha.
That's not what I wasn't talking about. I wasn't talking about, I'm not talking about your case, woman.
But a woman making chals before Shabbat.
She's doing fia in one.
Right.
I mean, he's not, and kegging the Divrei Chachamim is like that. You went right over.
Yes, correct. I went over the Divrei. That's what I'm asking. That's what I'm saying. According to the Gra, you'd be chayv. Because the Gra says it's the chilik is a chayrim or not lechayrim. Not the Divrei Chamudis. He doesn't say that. He knew the Divrei Chamudis.
Yeah. Like this, that a new phenomenon.
Right.
Right.
So Rav Azar says the minig's like the Gra. So how far you want to say that it's without the Divrei Chamudis? I respect what you're saying, and it could be that you're right, but there are poiskim who are not maskim that a woman should make a bracha by hakpa'ah. Reb Shlomo Zalman was not maskim that a woman should make a bracha. And the only thing is, for Rafelder from Lakewood, he's knighted in all these cases that a woman should be able to make a bracha, but he doesn't want to say lagamre that she can make a bracha. So he says that make sure that there's a tziruf sal afterwards, and also make sure that there's at least Shir Reb Chaim Noy in one of the challahs, so a little bit bigger. But even push comes to shove, it sounds like from the conversations that Rav Katz is bringing down is that even if you're not going to have legamri de Shir Reb Chaim Noy, he'd be okay in making a bracha like the Gra. That seems to be the netiyah, but other places were saying you can't make a bracha. So halacha lemaaseh, you'd have to say suffik brachas lahakel over here, unless you could come up with kunsim to make sure that there's a tziruv sal, unless you make sure that there's a tziruv sal, which you can't by akpa. By akpa, to say a fridge is a tziruv sal. Rav Pesach Falk, the Machzeh Elio is going to deal with this extensively, as if a fridge considered tziruv sal or not. But pashtus, we're going to say that it's not called. And even though it's daitan lachalek, tziruv sal, we just said, is okay. In other words, this is where the Reb Shlomo Zalman said at the beginning of the Chabura came in. In other words, right now she's making challahs to freeze over a couple of weeks. Maybe you'll be chayev al tzir sal of the fridge, which we'll see is a big deal in the poskim. But that's also daitan lachalik. Doesn't matter. Tzir sal could be mechayev. So you have a tziruf of tziruf sal. You have a tziruf of tziruf sal. You have the tzlach that it's you go with the rivid. You have the Groz Havana. You don't have the Divrei Chamudis. So it's very hard to be machriya over here. But if a person has enough tzdadim to make a bracha, that he has a shear, that it might be almost a shear that he can make a challah in, definitely there's tzdadim to say make a bracha. And it's not so pushed to be mavatal a bracha, suffik brachas lahakel. We try very hard. There's a sugya by the Isha, Imedes Aruma, and she can't make a bracha. From the sugya there, I'm not going to say over the raya, I don't have it klor, but I had the raya klor one time that it's mafurish that when a woman, just to be mavatal a bracha, also just throw out suffik brachas lahakel, doesn't work that way. You have another cheshbon that you're making a mitzvah without a bracha. There are rayas in Shas that's not a good thing either. So by freezing challahs, if you find a way to be mechayev yourself, maybe when you're going to learn the sugya of tziruv sal, we'll find that there's enough. So I'm putting that on hold a little bit. But it seems to be some poskim say that if you're going to have enough of a shear, according to some poskim, that you are being oifa now, that's definitely the best thing to do. Yeah, I don't know enough in that. I don't know. I never learned tziruv sal yet.
He puts the not afui and the afui together.
Yeah. Yeah. That's okay. I didn't learn the sugya yet. I don't know. Okay. Next.
Tziruv sal only helps afterwards, not before.
Yeah. But he says.
Tziruv sal. You want to mitzare for the shaila of freezing.
Yeah.
That's only your mafresh.
Oh, right. In other words, you can't make a bracha now. No, but he's. But what does the base of Ephraim say?
That's base of Ephraim. You're saying something else. You're not saying base of Ephraim. You're saying tziruv sal mamish. Is it probably saying that since there's a tziruv sal in the future,
right?
So there's a tziruv. So mamela right now, like halachale.
Right. So.
But tziruv sal kipshuta means if you're just
then. But so I want it to be mitzar for the base of Ephraim. I can't.
You could, but not stam tziruv sal.
So what was the base of Ephraim doing? He was also saying it al tziruv sal.
That's different. So we have to work on that. That's different.
We have to work on that.
It's not halachalic because they see potential.
Okay. Okay. I hear what you're saying. So it's good that we're learning tziruv sal next. So the next is a diyun that's very close to this, which is what happens when a woman wants to be mechalik some of the dough for cake. So there you have the chazenish of makpedes, but you don't have the divrei chamudas, because the divrei chamudas is going to say you're chayev over here. The gro is going to hold your chayev, because it's not le'achayrim. The divrei chamud is going to say you're chayev, because it's not lechalik too many days.
No, yeah, of course, this is rogalov, this is...
There's not many days. He gave, yeah, so he gave you're being eifed in one day.
No, it has to be a setting, a minimum. Like Friday afternoon in your house, what it goes over there, things, kugishi, plan after plan, it goes into the town. That's one setting.
Seer of Sal, I can understand you don't have. But how do you know what the...
It's basar halal.
Fine. Okay, and then you have the Ravids, the Ravid you for sure have. But Al Kol Panim, also by this case of making challahs that you want to use for different things, you're going to have the same problem. L'chayru, you can't make a bracha unless you're going to be soymech legamri on the gra, and you have a little bit better, because divrei chamudas, unless the Rav Yishai dons, that maybe even divrei chamudas will be maskim, which maybe, I'm not saying not, it's not clear, he also clears on it, maybe divrei chamudas is not so clear, but it's definitely something that, it's the same, almost the same shaila, the way I look at it. Maybe the divrei chamudas would be maskim in this case, that's the only advantage you have. And then you have a third shaila, which is a shaila by many older bubbies, that they are making challah in order to give to different children that are not same chemel shulchanam. The Eretz Tzvi is a Magid Shir and Yeshivas Chachmei Milublin, clears the Shailan Simon Memtes, and this Shailah was nisparsim by many of the Gedolei Achreinei Zmanenu, because he comes along and says that you're going to be putter. Because anyway, Araya from Nachtaim is also making one Isa, but his daitim is to give it to a lot of people. So just like by Nachtam is putter, over here too is also putter. And he says, you have to shry on this. What? No, Nachtam is chayav because he might keep it. But over here, he's not going to keep it.
Is it challah or batzik?
Challah or batzik?
By the Nachtam you see that, you know, but he's bringing a raya. She's going to be mechalakit once it's baked, she's going to give out the challahs. But she has das now that this batzik that I'm cooking, that I'm baking, even though I have it now, I'm planning on giving it out. And you see by Nachtaim that it would be putter, lulei the fact that he'd want to keep it, he might want to keep it. So therefore, the Eretz Tzvi says, you have to put out pachka vilim, and his lashon is that, you have to mamish put out a kruz to say that it's a big problem unless there's a shear that's going to stay by the babi that's going to be for sure a shear challah. He asers it, and one of the reasons it's called even as Rabbi Schuber just said, it's called the achayrim also. So that's what the Eretz Tzvi says. He says you're putter. Now this is going to make big problems in the veld if that's the case. So Rav Ozner is not Mekabalist because he says, Iker Adin, not Rav Ozner, I'm sorry. First of all, the Eretz Tzvi attempts to say that since the Das of the Isha is different than Das of the Bali, as a whole pilpul legabe hilchas gerushin, that the Das of the Isha is not the same thing as Das. Well, she doesn't have the right to have her Das to be Bechal because it's her husband's Isha. he's going into this lumpus. Yeah, Ad Kedekach is going into this lumdis. So therefore, but the Eretz Tzvi, he blibes that Tzarchin because people still do it. So I wanted to suggest the following. That it could be that it's ish, that the babies are doimit and nachtoim in many cases. They don't know what their child's going to accept it. Maybe their child is going to tell them they went out for Shabbos. Maybe this, is it a das buchletis is for sure coming? If she's saying, okay, Shandy, I prepared you a challah for this week. Yitzchak, I prepared you a challah for... Then I hear. But let's say she's just baking challah, and she's planning, giving, not giving. So maybe, as we see from Nachtoim, that it's only a das lechalik, when there's a vaday das, that would help our case. That it's not considered al menas lechalik. What? Oh, so what would you do by Shlach Manos if she might keep them at the end? So that would be a tzad to say that you're chayev. Exactly the same thing that you're going to be chayev. And
but she has to have enough.
What? That's not going to be the shear. No, right. So she'd have to make a cheshbon. That she's going to make a cheshbon. Al kol panim. Otherwise, you're going to have to say that she could be chayiv if there's going to be a tziruf sal, because she has it in her house. So she should make a tziruf sal. That's a tzad. And even though her plan is to be mechalikit, Shlomo Zalman said that that's still considered a chiyuv. The other fact is that maybe she's not makbid. Maybe she's not makbid that they touch and they're pitim ktanim, and even they're l'chalkim l'achirim, but I'll go upon him, she's okay with it. We have tzadim to say that she would be that we seem to have a minig that we would be chayev. So I want to end off with the following: challah bakes is the big controversy nowadays. Now avade, when a teacher in school, a moira, makes little challahs and bakes it and keeps them, at the end she's going to give a challah to everyone and nobody has a designated challah. That for sure, the moira has it from the beginning to the end, it's okay. The kid writes their name on it, can't make a bracha. That's it. But what about a challah bake that every lady has their own challah? There's no sheer challah. Not everybody has 5 pounds. So lemaise, there's no bracha. So what happens is everybody has their own bowl. It's them theirs from the beginning. Special bracha levatala, correct?
No, they don't have shir challah. Each one.
Nobody has a shir challah.
So they just come to one place and they turn each person's own bowl.
Yes.
Of course, there's no
chiyuv. But you're going to see that some people don't know that. I know that you think that it's a davar pashut, but some people might not know that. However, so I'm thinking, what could be a possible eitzah to tell ladies that they want to make their own bracha by a challah bake? So, could be like this. You have to make a few tzirufim. Number one is that Reb Shlomo Zalman and the Chalas Lechem both say that if a person starts with a sheer gadol, he has 20 pounds of challah. Okay? Makes 20 pounds of challah. And he gives 2 pounds to each one and he keeps for himself 5 pounds. You'd be chayev and chale. He says the whole isa is chayev. Because the only chisarna of almanas lechalik is that it's a shvacha isa. It doesn't have an isa. It's not an isa chashuva. But if each isa is small, but it's coming from a big isa, but isa gdoila, says from zaman, then there's no chisarna. Also lechalik is that there's no chashivas isa. But whenever it's Okay, so that's why I didn't want to get into the Masas Ben Yabin, I'm not going to have time, but I'll call upon him, if you're going to go with that side of the Chazal Shem Zalman, if she would do that, then maybe everybody can make a bracha also, but then you have a bracha Shein Tzricha. But Rabbi Kraft says not bracha Shein Tzricha, because everyone has a reason why she was. There's a Tshuvas HaRosh, that if a person has a Tzorich, why he's making the bracha, it's not called bracha Shein Tzricha, it's different than bracha Levatala. That's number one. Number two, maybe give them a shear that according to Reb Chaim Noy is okay to be mitzar of that. And number three, let them put them all together to make it tziruf sal. It's daitel l'chalik achar kach. But we said that tziruf sal, even daitel l'chalik achar kach, would be okay. So that's al kol panim, some type of way that the gedolei ha'poskim would have to be maskim for it to be done. Otherwise, there is no real Eitzah, and you have to say it's a bracha levatolah. In the Eretz Tzvi, it's a little bit different, because that, we said, there was many more tzirufim and a minig to be makel. So once again, just to recap, a challah al manas lechalek. If it's in order to make it over a couple of weeks, big shayla. If it's in order to make it different types, big shayla. It's important to make sure that you're going to have enough of a shir challah. If it's for a person making and they want to give out to other people, so then it seems to be that it's okay. But what I mentioned is that they should have in their mind not to be makbid if they want to keep it, that it should be okay. And then legabi challah bakes also, if it pashtus, it's usher, unless you come up with a certain eitzah to say otherwise.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.